It's Thursday, October 10, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Namib Mills has issued a temporary recall of all variants of Topscore instant porridge in South Africa, Namibia, Lesotho, and Zambia following a tragic incident in Dantsane, Eastern Cape. The company opted for this precautionary measure, even though there is no evidence connecting the product to the incident, underscoring its commitment to consumer safety and confidence. The recalled products are currently undergoing thorough testing at a SANAS accredited laboratory in South Africa. Namib Mills Senior Brand Manager Mane Boers.
The results confirm that Topscore instant porridge is safe for consumption. The independent laboratory conducted a series of rigorous tests, including pesticide analysis, heavy metals analysis, and microbiological analysis. The test results confirm that our product batches across all variants, flavors, are free from harmful contaminants and comply with the highest standards of food safety. Topscore instant porridge is entirely safe for human consumption. Our thorough testing and rigorous controls confirm that our manufacturing process meets the highest food safety standards, ensuring a clean bill of health for all products leaving our facility.
AB InBev commenced local production of Lion Lager in Okahanja, coinciding with the 10th anniversary of its operation in the area. The Industrialization and Trade Minister, Lucia Ipumbu, stated that this initiative will lessen the country's reliance on imports and contribute to the creation of more local jobs. AB InBev's Francis Handili.
So there's quite more exciting things coming up. So the future is pretty much so bright that you, by during the course of next year, you'll be seeing much more exciting things coming along with it. So economically, what you're looking at is added value to the economy as well, added value to the finance part as well, because obviously more taxes, obviously that implies for more taxes, which means the revenue basket just keeps on increasing. So there's more value that comes along with it, and it's just much more exciting around it.
South Africa's Home Affairs Department has officially gazetted the remote work visitor visa and a new points-based system for work visas. Minister Leon Schreiber praised the reforms as a major step toward attracting foreign talent, boosting investment, and creating jobs. He says these initiatives aim to streamline visa processes, cut red tape, and combat corruption within the immigration system.
The gazetting of all required elements amounts to the progressive and pro-jobs regulatory reform South Africa has seen in decades to ensure that these reforms are fit for purpose and market-friendly to reposition South Africa as a world-class destination for investment and tourism to create new jobs for South Africans.
The leader of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, accused Egypt of conducting airstrikes on RSF troops and supplying drones to Sudan's army in a recorded speech on Wednesday. Reuters has it that Hamdi's claims come as the Sudanese army gains ground in the conflict that has devastated the country for nearly 18 months. Egypt's foreign minister later issued a statement denying any involvement of Egyptian aviation in the war. U.S. President Joseph Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have had what the White House is describing as a direct and productive conversation. The phone call is the first time the leaders have spoken since Iran's missile attack on Israel last week. From Washington, here's Kate Fisher reporting.
Relations between Biden and Netanyahu have been strained over the Israeli leaders' handling of the war in Gaza and the conflict with Hezbollah. This is the first time they've spoken since August. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the leaders discussed how Israel should respond to the attack from Iran.
It was productive, it was direct, it lasted about 30 minutes.
Israel's retaliation will be, quote, lethal, precise and surprising, according to its defense minister, Yoav Gallant. Tehran has warned that would be met with vast destruction, raising fears of a wider war in the oil-producing region, which could draw in the United States. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.